And a lot of these movements are recorded in Hittite diplomatic records, which we'll be talking about particularly in the next lecture when it comes to discussing the historical background of the Trojan War. In these records, these early Greeks are called Ahiyawa, which apparently is a Hittite rendering of the then name for these Greeks, the Achaeans, as they're called in Homer, or to be more precise in the Bronze Age, the Achaiwai. They had this W, this digamma sound. And I think that equation is pretty clear. From about 1350 BC, that is within a generation of capturing Knossos, these Greek warlords began to be quite active along the southern and western coasts of Asia Minor. One of the important achievements in this exchange was the establishment of a Greek city that is now documented on the shores of Asia Minor at the later classical city of Miletus. Miletus is apparently known to the Hittites as Milawata or Milawanda. It goes under both names. And I want to stress this for a moment because Miletus is, in a way, the forerunner of what will happen in later ages as Greek cities colonize, as Greeks colonize established cities along the western and southern shores. We now have definitive proof that this was not just a case of importing some Greek wares. There was an early Greek settlement. Linear B was found there just a couple of years ago. It is clear that the pottery is completely, perfectly Mycenaean or Achaean. That's what we call these early Greek style. It's being manufactured on the spot. And furthermore, the geology of that particular area of Turkey shows that Miletus was on a protected peninsula. It was a veritable island, which happened to be attached to Asia Minor. Now, today, when you go to Miletus, it's in the middle of a huge alluvial plain. The Maeander River, that southernmost important western river that flows into the Aegean and drains part of western Asia Minor, has silted up and created a vast alluvial plain, which is extremely fertile. But in ancient times, there was a huge bay. And if you go to Turkey today and you go into that region, you'll see that it's being farmed, and you can get a sense that this is like an alluvial delta for those people who are familiar with the delta in Louisiana, that this is an area that has been moved out. I think it's 20 to 25 miles. So in ancient times, Miletus was on this narrow peninsula. It could only be approached from the south. So it was an ideal post to set up. Furthermore, this city was apparently the center of a Wanox, a lord, a king ruling there, who conducted trade and had activities with the various Anatolian peoples. And Miletus, in time, will emerge as one of the leading Greek cities on the shores of Asia Minor and will be the first of a series of cities that I have mentioned earlier that will result in the transmission of Hellenic, Aegean civilization across the peninsula. Miletus will play this role, apparently started in the late Bronze Age, through what we call the Archaic and Classical Ages, right through the time of Alexander the Great. Then, after Alexander's time, that role will be taken over by the great city of Ephesus, which will then become that great pole transmitting Hellenic civilization in the Hellenistic and Roman Age. And after Ephesus, it will be Constantinople, New Rome, today Istanbul. And so, as I mentioned earlier in the lectures on the Hittite Empire, if the Hittites established the first state on the plateau, and Hattusis, in a way, is a remote ancestor of the capital of Ankara, Miletus, in a way, is in many ways the sort of cultural antecedent of eventually a role taken over by modern Istanbul, which draws the peninsula in a European direction. And this now seems to be the case. It dates from this earliest Bronze Age. The Mycenaean kingdoms, or the Achaean kingdoms, the Greek kingdoms of the Bronze Age, apparently indulged in large number of civil wars. These gave rise to later legends. There's the famous House of Atreus at Mycenae. Achilles was a hero associated in northern Greece in the region known as Thessaly, who was later transported, we think, to Troy. And the Greeks of the Classical Age, that is of the period from, say, roughly the Persian Wars, from 480 BC on, had only very remote memories and distant sense of what these civilizations were like. In many ways, earliest Greek civilization was quite similar to the Near East, but it was quite martial, it was based on seaborne trade, and above all, most of the achievements of that civilization rested in the palaces. That's where literacy was. That's where the trade goods came. You were a lord in the Greek world if you had control of those trade networks. And that also included what we would call raiding and piracy. There was a very active slave trade going on. And most of the victims seemed to be people of Anatolia, of Asia Minor, who were being brought into the Greek world as specialists, as women for textiles, potters, skilled craftsmen, which would account for some of the transfer of skills from Asia Minor to the Greek world.